purchase. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81, or call me at 989-673-4171. See you soon.
Thumb Area Farmers and Truckers, Countryside Sales and Services Sebring is your closest authorized dealer for trailers and trailer parts from Mack. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring has thousands of new and used parts in stock with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and now Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week. Visit countrysidemi.com. Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane fuels, and many convenience items. Open 7 days, Stacks Market, like a little truck stop without showers. Smehall & Company Accounting Services of Caseville tailors its accounting, tax preparation, and other financial services to the unique needs of each client. And every client, small or large, receives the same attention. Their firm keeps on the cutting edge of tax law and financial trends, continually adapting to the ever-changing world of tax law and accounting. For the accounting and consulting professionalism you deserve, call Smehall & Company of Caseville, 989-856-2250, or visit smehallcompany.com.
WLAW Sports at the half. Owen Gage leads by 17 points, 35-18. After the first quarter, Owen Gage led by only 3 points, 13-10, and outscored Caseville in that second quarter, 22-8. Caseville actually led this game with 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in the first quarter, 6-4, leading by 2 points, but it's been Owen Gage since. They're out to their largest lead right now at 17 points, 35-18. The Bulldogs are led by junior number 42, David Binder, with 15 points. Following him is Dan Good with 9. Jacob Wright has 7. 5 of those coming in that second quarter. Dylan Fritz with 2 points. And Aaron Farner with 2 points as well. From the free throw line as a team, Owen Gage 2 for 2 for 100%. 5 turnovers for the Bulldogs in that first half compared to Caseville's 3. Caseville only has 2 scores in the books, and that would be Cole Simmons with 11 and Mason Kazefka with 7. That's it. As far as rebounding is concerned, it's actually in favor of the Caseville Eagles, 13-10. They have 8 offensive boards and 5 defensive rebounds compared to Owen Gage's 3 offensive boards and 7 defensive rebounds. John Mooney, how's the shooting percentages look?
Shooting percentages are kind of interesting how it's developing, how it's unfolding. Caseville, they were 6 for 31 at 19%, and they were in this game for quite a long time. Inside the three-point arc, they were 21%. Let's face it, they were getting blocked quite a lot. It's land of the Giants for them. But out in three-point land, they were 2 for 12, 16%, so that's not helping them either. As far as the Owendale-Gagetown Bulldogs, in the inside the arc, they were 67%. They were 12 for 18. 27% on the outside the arc. That would be 3 for 11. Totally 15 for 29, 51%. They're in good shape.
John Mooney, what you see in that second quarter compared to the first quarter, in my opinion, Owen Gage got the transition game going. Daniel Good, David Binder coming streaking down the court every single time and finding wide open layups.
That's what I saw. That was the difference in the ball game, because as soon as the shot went up, David Binder, this is after timeout. He was given the release, and it really worked for him, because he had 1, 2, 3 layups that he made. Missed a couple, but you could see the pattern developing, and that got him out to a bit of a lead.
Caseville first quarter really worked its magic with slowing the ball down, running that weave, going as slow as possible and taking good shots. They seemed to go away from that a little bit and started going back to that three, shot only 16% from beyond the arc, and that won't work really any time.
Seemed to me they panicked a little bit. They got a little behind, and they didn't trust themselves. If they would have just gone with what they were doing, just go to the dance, the one that brings you the dance, right? Just keep on doing that. They were making it work, especially from the foul line, because every time that Owen Gage was on defense, they were getting tired. And they began doing some reach-ins and so forth and everything, and they would have got themselves in foul trouble if Caseville would have continued doing that. Also, it would have stopped the clock, and it would have put Caseville on the line to go ahead and score. And they were, Caseville was, 4-for-6 at 67% in the first half. I think they had a good shot at it.
What do you expect to see in the second half?
More scoring for Owen Gage. In fact, I think they need to go ahead and at least have the differential at 37 points.
You're sticking to that, eh? I've got Owen
Gage. It sure looked bad to begin with, I'll tell you.
A little bit. Right now, 35-18, Owen Gage by 17 points, and we are halfway through the action.
If I were Caseville, I'd go right back to the strategy they employed to be right at the get-go. Even though it's 18-35, I would still go ahead and try and slow this game up a bit and see if we can go ahead and catch them, get within 10 points by the fourth quarter and make a run at them.
35-18, Caseville trailing, and they will start with the ball left to right across your radio. Mason Kozefka dribbling to the right wing. Over to the left wing, Cole Simmons pops the three. He got it. Cole Simmons with 14 points and back within 14, 35-21.
1-for-1. That's how you start the half.
Jake Wright to Dan Good. Back to Wright on the right wing from NBA range. Off the mark. Rebound, Cole Simmons. Still in action and brought in by Isaac Belts.
At the beginning of the game, I called Cole Simmons indomitable, and he truly is. He's just a force.
Nearly bounced off that center block wall, and now he takes another three. This is off the mark, and rebound Dan Good, and we have a whistle on the rebound. Andrew Siegfried will be getting charged with the misdemeanor. Team's first, and Owen Gage will get the ball 90 feet from their own hoop. 35-21, 7:20 left in the third. Owen Gage leading by 14 points. Dan, Jake Wright dives in the lane. Floater is up, and this one falls for 2 points. Jake Wright has 9. On a career, 993 points for Jake Wright. Cole Simmons at the right elbow to Siegfried. Goes over, and this one is knocked out of bounds after a blocked shot. Caseville ball underneath their own hoop.
It was off Jake Wright. Another block on the inside.
Simmons inbounding for Caseville. Into Kozefka. Kozefka surveying the prairie to the free throw line. Jump stop. Off the mark floater. And rebound Jake Wright.
I really like Kozefka. He is a good ball player. He really is.
Wright all the way down to the baseline. Left hand layup from the right side is good. Jake Wright with 11. Cole Simmons, top of the key, dribbling to his right. Going, facing a 2-3 zone defense from Owen Gage. Kozefka in the weave. Loses the ball, but saves it inside the lane. Kicks it over to the left wing for three. And that is no good from Isaac Belts. Rebound brought in by Jake Wright. Swatted away by a white jersey Owen Gage ball.
Isaac Belts is going to have to get hot. Because that's really who they're going to rely on for that three-point shot if Kozefka and Simmons aren't hitting.
Jake Wright to the left wing, back into right, left block. High post to Dan Good. He tries down the right side of the lane, and this one falls for 2 points. Dan Good with 11. 41 for Owen Gage, 21 for Caseville. Cole Simmons dribbles into the teeth of the defense, goes against Jake Wright, nothing there. Has to retreat to Siegfried. Back up Simmons, top of the key. Straight inside again, goes up for the layup, miss, no good. Rebound, Derek Harp. Thought about transition, nothing there. To the right wing, Binder for three, no good. Rebound still loose, and bodies are hitting the floor. This foul will go against Owen Gage, number 50, Derek Harp. And that is his second personal foul in Owen Gage's first of the half. Ben Fan sits down for Caseville, replaced by number 13, Devin Bach, Jr. Bach kind enough to help us, offer to help us move in our gear today. 5.5 to play in the third, 41-21. Owen Gage out to a 20-point lead. Weave once again for Caseville. And Binder pickpockets him, but we